Welcome to The Cynical CPA, the podcast where accounting meets real life and we keep it blunt, honest, with zero sugarcoating. I'm your host, Corrine Hasbany, CPA, enrolled agent, and founder of Exact Accounting Services. Each episode, we cut through the accounting jargon, tax confusion, and bookkeeping chaos and tell you what actually matters. No fluff, no spin, just real talk, real numbers, and the truth you wish your accountant told you sooner. Let's get into it. Welcome to The Cynical CPA. I'm Corrine Hasbany, CPA and enrolled agent, and with tax season rapidly approaching, today we're diving into your accountant's unspoken tax season wish list, from the little things that make our lives easier to the things that can almost make us cry. So let's get cynical. We'll start with what makes your accountant very happy. And don't worry, the list is short. You know, we're accountants, not unicorns. Wish number one, if possible, please send all your documents at once. Please don't send 35 emails with attachments titled newest or oops or wait this too or I think this is it. If possible, just one or two organized uploads to our portals, to Box, to Dropbox. It's very, very helpful. Wish number two. Please give me actual totals for mileage, for your business expenses. I need totals, not it's somewhere in my bank statements. If you give me totals, I can work with totals. If you give me 12 months of bank statements, your return takes more time with more questions and my invoice will be more expensive. Wish number three, reconciled books or at a bare minimum, please don't dump 12 months of transactions into Ask My Accountant. If I see Ask My Accountant on your financial statements, I reach for my coffee and start meditating because I know that it's going to take more time, you're going to get frustrated at my questions, and then my invoice again is going to be higher. Wish number four, life changes. Did you start a new job? Did you start a new business? Did you get married? Did you get divorced? Did you have a new baby? Did you sell your home? Please let me know. Your W-2 doesn't give me life changes, and life changes can affect your tax return. Please give me the full picture so I can help you properly. Wish number five, 1099s for contractors. If you paid them, I need the 1099s you filed. If you don't have their form W-9s to file your 1099s, well, this is your friendly reminder that January 31st is the deadline to file your 1099s for the previous year. You should have your contractor W-9s by 12/31 so you can file your 1099s on time. Wish number six, my yearly tax questionnaire filled out. Please check the boxes and answer the questions. We work really hard on this questionnaire to try to make life easier for you and for us. Please don't leave the entire form blank or write, it's the same as last year. Nothing is the same as last year, and completing this helps save us from asking 150 additional questions. So let's get real about what makes accountants almost cry, but that we never say out loud. One, receipts in grocery bags or Amazon boxes. Random piles of receipts mean your return takes twice as long and will probably cost more. Organized documents equal happy accountant, which equals happy client. Two, blurry screenshots of spreadsheets or documents texted from your phone. I am begging you, please upload spreadsheets and your documents to my portal, to Box, to Dropbox. Please don't text me screenshots or blurry photos. They are very difficult to read and will only ask you to send them again, which will cause your frustration and our stress level to rise. Three, asking, can I write this off with zero context? I need more than one question. Please tell me what it is, how it relates to your business, and why you think it might be deductible. Telling me you saw it on TikTok doesn't count. Four, six versions of the same 1099. Please send me just the final one and upload it. Multiple versions just create extra work and extra stress for both of us. Five, your documents sent to me on April 1st. Unless you secretly enjoy tax extension season, and trust me, you don't, please send your documents on time. Last minute chaos is no one's friend. So why all the fuss about this wish list? It's not just about keeping me sane, although that'd be really nice. It's about making your tax season faster and cheaper and stress-free for both of us. When I have everything in one place, your return gets completed quickly. No digging, no guessing. With minimal follow-ups and better deductions, organized info ensures nothing gets missed. You know that mileage that you tracked? Well, yes, it will actually count. You'll get lower prep fees. Chaos takes time, and time costs money. Organized records equal less work, less stress, and lower preparation fees. And at the end of the day, good documents equal a good return. Bad documents? Well, that's when accountants start aging in dog years. Every minute feels like a decade. Think of it this way. Being organized can save both you and your accountant headaches, delays, and extra costs later. And yes, it keeps your accountant from silently weeping at their desk. So that's it for today's episode of The Cynical CPA. Remember, a little preparation goes a long way toward a smoother tax season for you and your accountant. If you found this helpful, please subscribe and share with someone who could use a little tax sanity. And please visit xactaccountingservices.com for more resources. And until next time, remember, organization helps your return and keeps your accountant sane. Thanks for listening to The Cynical CPA. If you liked what you heard, make sure to follow for more real talk about accounting, taxes, and everything in between. No fluff, no sugarcoating, just straight talk and clarity, because someone has to say what your accountant is really thinking. Until next time, remember, numbers don't lie, but they do need a translator. And that's where The Cynical CPA comes in. If you're ready to stop guessing and start gaining clarity in your numbers, head to xactaccountingservices.com and click on Let's Connect.